Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Back to Perspectives. Yes, it's me, Ashley Burgess. And here we are in a beautiful night, in a beautiful Sunday, in a beautiful time here at KLAF.com and .570 AM. And we're having a great time tonight. But we were talking about dealing with relationship issues. And this time we're going to be talking about financial issues, because we all have financial issues that we have to deal with. And a lot of times, you know, when we're dealing with these financial issues during the holiday season, you know, there's a time to buy gifts and show our loved ones and friends how we truly feel about them. And that's a true statement for some and not really for others. You know, you don't want to be forced into doing something that you don't believe in or you're unable to do, kind of honestly. Just because it seems that everyone else is doing it, everyone else is buying all these gifts and doing all this stuff, doesn't mean that you have to and that everybody has to. If you believe that buying gifts for your friends and loved ones is essential, you can decide on how much you can spend financially and how much you can be financially responsible. But many people want to buy expensive gifts for their family. They can't afford the expense and they buy the gifts anyway. And being truthful and honest about finances is clearly important, because when we go out and we buy anyway, we put it on our credit card, you know, we still have to deal with the expense in 1 month and it doesn't go away. So it creates all these other issues. But a lot of times, I don't know if you think about it this way, but I have a lot of friends that their parents weren't there. And their parents had a lot of money or had a little bit of money or whatever, but instead of spending any time with their kid, they just threw money at them or threw gifts at them, and they thought that that was going to buy their love. And unfortunately, these people went off the deep end and caused all these problems. Some of these people are still in jail. Some of them are dead. Some of them are still in jail. Some of them still have the same issues, and it's never going to change. Some of them were rehabilitated. But all in all, it's like love really outweighs money in monetary funding. You can buy something that you care about, but come on. I mean, you can't buy the relationship as well as... Is it really that important to overspend to create more havoc in your life? And in turn, I mean, what do you really have out of it? What do you have? You know, what do you think about this, Matt? What's your take on this?
If anybody wants to throw some money at me, I will be downstairs in 45 minutes. But
I had
a light bulb kind of come on this Christmas season, I guess. I took me and a friend to Walmart the day after Thanksgiving just to witness the chaotic mess. I mean, women were punching. They were shifting wigs, you know. Oh, it was just scary.
That's awesome.
It was animalistic. It was just ridiculous. And I said, I'm not going to participate in this, all over a $3 towel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ridiculous. I haven't bought a Christmas present this season. If you love me, if I love you, I'm going to be with you during the season. And that is enough for me.
Exactly. And I feel that way too. I think that, you know, if you buy something, I think it should be very thoughtful. I think it could be $5. It doesn't really matter the expense of it. If you're going to buy something, be thoughtful. It's not about, oh God, I gotta go to Neiman's and I gotta spend $1,000 to prove to somebody that I love them. And you know, honestly, spending time with somebody is really so valuable. It's like, the one thing I always hear from everybody is, you know, really, thanks a lot for spending time with me.
Exactly.
You know, I never hear, oh, hey, thanks for sending that great stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I really liked the gifts, and it was really great. You never really hear that. You always get the thank yous for spending time, and so the time should be first, and I think that goes back to what we were talking about with the phones and the iPads and all this other stuff is, if you're going to spend time with these people, spend time.
Yeah. We, like I said, for our family, you know, we made a decision not to buy gifts this year, just so we can come together, you know, as a family. And there's no guilt there. There's no, you know, I couldn't afford the nicest, you know, the latest iPad. Just it takes off all that pressure and all that stress. Like, I'm just happy to see my family, to, you know, eat the ham, eat the turkey, and just have the conversation. You know, my cousin will bring a bottle of, you know, whiskey, you know, my aunt's, you know, cooking the stuffing. And it's just those moments you don't get them every day, you know.
Family. I'm assuming my invite's in the mail, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. The more, the merrier.
Awesome. You know, and that's the thing, too. It's like everybody has the thing that they do the best. And that's what I try to tell and instill in my clients' brains, is that everybody does something that nobody else can do as good as.
Yeah.
The whole planet can't. It's just that one thing. And you have to figure out what that one thing is. And if you share that one thing with the people that really love you, it means a lot to them. And it shows them that you care. I mean, I was meeting with some people last night, and one of the girls is a fashion designer, and she has like a line of clothing out. And I thought that was neat. She was like, well, I got this for my sister, and I'm going to give this to my mom, but I don't really know if they're going to like it or whatever. And I'm thinking, I said, yeah, okay, you designed the clothing. You made the clothing. This is your design. And I can't even believe you would even question the fact that they wouldn't like it. I mean, the whole fact is that it is your design. It's your clothing line. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you spend time on something. I like to, for my friend's birthdays, I make these, you know, I made one for you. A year ago.
Loved it.
A big old picture collage of just memories of each other, you know, throw some pictures from your family in there.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's awesome.
It's just something I love to do, and it's creative. It's something, it's timeless. You know, the new phones will come out. You know, the next big thing is here. That's all we hear all day long. And that is something you can carry from, you know, today till, you know, you have grandkids, you can show them.
Oh, yeah. You know. No, you're right. And it's like, that's the thing about digital stuff. And this is something I'm glad we kind of stumbled upon this, is that a lot of times, because we have this digital world, none of us get our pictures printed anymore.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so you have all this stuff on your computer, and you see it on Facebook, and people like it, and they comment on it one way or another, and they comment on it, and then there you are, and you go, wow, look at all those likes. I got 105 likes on that. That's great. Instead, wouldn't you like to look at that picture, like at the house sometimes?
Yeah.
And I think that we're missing the point of even looking at memories. Now memories just go by, and you have a card in your phone or in your camera, and it has like 500 pictures on it. I was going through it. I'm like, 500 pictures, and it started like at the beginning of the year and went all the way through. I don't even own any of those pictures.
Yeah. This, you know, for a lot of people, just don't know how to pull the pictures now because we are so, you know, advanced in, you know, technology. I will say it's very easy. You just save the picture to your computer, and then you can go to either CVS or Walgreens, you know, click upload, and then it prints it out for you. So on any Facebook pictures you have of your family, just save as, click, upload it to the, you know, the store website, print it out, and make something.
That's cool.
You know, $5. That's it.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah, I like that idea. I'm actually going to be trying to make some of those cool. I want to get some of those. I want to do some of those picture books. And yes, I'm behind, so I guess it'll be a January gift. It'll be a gift that'll be good for January.
Yeah, spring.
Spring has sprung, you know. You know, so when we're dealing with money and stuff like that, you can also, you know, buy. You can also help people with like babysitting. You can also help people like cooking. You can do all kinds of stuff. You can pick kids up at school for people that are really busy and that kind of stuff too. And you can trade out stuff that you have a chance to do versus vice versa, which is, I think is kind of cool. You know, besides that though, the thing that I always think is very interesting is volunteering, because it really puts things in perspective. Like you said, you went to Walmart. I mean, probably it was like a 6 a.m. extravaganza right after Thanksgiving, which would scare the crap.
I have pictures. It was crazy. We uploaded a video. I mean, I was just right in there capturing this just for everybody to see. Like, this is what we do.
Was it wild?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, wigs flying.
Oh, my God. They were shifting wigs, pulling hair, pushing. I got trampled over. I'm like, I'm not even grabbing.
Holy hand grenade, Superman. Help me.
I know.
It's like scary stuff. And I mean, volunteering, though, can be so interesting because during the holiday season, the need for volunteering really skyrockets. And instead of buying these lavish gifts and all this stuff, it would be great to actually get a really good perspective. And I think when you do this stuff, you get a real perspective on life and take your family, maybe start a new tradition, you know, because most of those people we know, and most of ourselves, only know our life and our issues, and they can feel insurmountable and they can feel impossible to deal with. But honestly, most of our issues, 99.9% of the people that are listening to this show, our listeners, your issues are not easy, and they're not going to go away, and you got to work through them, but they're not insurmountable. They can change. And when we put ourselves around others who are in need, we can also see our life and all the merriment and splendor, and we see others with less than us and less than we have, and, you know, you're able to be more thankful and at peace. You know, the neat thing is I actually have some neighbors that do something every year. Petey and Jim, Petey Parker and Jim Fight, do this really cool Christmas thing every year where they get all these teddy bears throughout the year, and they give these teddy bears to like Methodist hospital. They give them to like everybody's in the hospital, all the children and everything there, and also they go to shelters and what have you every year. And so Jim dresses up like Santa Claus, and Petey is Mrs. Claus, and they have all these elves, and I think there's like something like 50,000 teddy bears that goes out to these kids. And I think that really puts things in perspective for you, because no matter what your issue is, when you're handing a kid that's, you know, been given a cancer, like a possible, you know, life sentence of 6 months or what have you, and you make them happy and smile for 1 second, your whole life seems a little bit easier. That, oh, I guess it's not so bad that I couldn't afford the latest iPad. Oh, I guess it's not so bad that I'm gonna have turkey again tonight. Oh, I guess it's okay. So those whole things go in perspective, as well as the fact that maybe I have had an argument with my family. Maybe I have lost touch, or maybe my boyfriend or my girlfriend or whatever, we're off base right now, but things can be mended. And if I actually put myself out there and be honest with myself and everybody else, because people can't mind read, things could change.
Yeah, I actually witnessed that event last Christmas.
Oh, you did?
And the teddy bears, I mean, they start collecting from, you know, the day after Christmas until the following, you know, next year. And it is something remarkable. And just looking at, you know, humans, you know, doing that with another human, and it's just, it gives you that warm, tingly feeling.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. I mean, especially just to have that sort of dedication.
Oh, yeah. And we got to start teaching our kids that, you know, that those are the events that we should, you know, rally against or rally for.
Yeah, creating a new tradition.
Yeah.
And I think that should be like what the thought process is for this show. And I think this is why we did this show tonight, is basically to create a new tradition. And no matter what it is, whether it is that you help serve soup at a soup kitchen, or you help distribute bears, you know, with different people, or you whatever it is that you do, you know, bringing food to some elderly people that might not be able to get out of the house, might not be able to have anybody there, or going to a nursing home and actually, you know, being there with these people. Because some people don't ever, it's sad. You know, there's some people out there in the world that never get spoken to in a day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And most of the time, the people that are in need the most are the ones that are closest to us. And we have our blinders on. You know, we have family members who, you know, are down on their luck. And, you know, we just need to give them a call, say, hey, I recognize that, you know, life's not great for you, but hey, let's talk about it, you know?
That's so true. And again, like Matt's saying, you know, we don't know, we can't read minds. And then sometimes you just got to be kind of conscious and look around you and really say, okay, you know, and kind of be honest and understand that some people are hiding, that they're going through a lot of pain, and try to register that in your mind. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the 3 D's. We're going to be giving some more tips on how to deal with holiday depression and how to change the blues to the red and greens and or whatever color, or the blues or whatever you like that's not blue depression. As well as we got Cynthia Smoot coming on with Out and About with Cynthia to tell us everything that's going on in Dallas. And so continue to keep us on 570 AM locally, KLIF.com and iHeartRadio. It's really cool. We'll be right back.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach, Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life, because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board certified master life coach, Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.